Good morning, this is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather for Wednesday the 24th of September. I'm John Baker. Political parties and associations have once again begun debating voting rights for foreigners. 10 years after the referendum in which Luxembourgers rejected giving foreign nationals the right to vote in parliamentary elections, Luxembourg is a very different country, and with a population standing at around 680,000, 47% of whom are foreigners, it is felt that the time is right to revisit the subject, and a discussion took place on Monday night between a number of parties at the Chambre des Salariés. Following Luxembourg's official recognition of the State of Palestine, Prime Minister Luc Frieden and Minister of Foreign Affairs Xavier Bettel have announced that the government is analysing the creation of a national sanctions framework. Minister Bettel clarified that Luxembourg currently lacks a legal basis for imposing national sanctions. This analysis is expected to be completed by the end of the year. And with the accession of Grand Duke Guillaume looming, Luxembourg will introduce a new royal monogram on the 3rd of October to coincide with the change of throne. The stylized H of Grand Duke Henri will be replaced by a G for the future Grand Duke Guillaume and designed by graphic artist Yolande Kaiser. In world news, ahead of their arrival on the shores of Gaza, the Global Summit Flotilla have reported explosions, drones and dropped objects on at least 10 boats. The flotilla is carrying over 500 civilian volunteers, including doctors, lawyers, parliamentarians and human rights defenders, in an attempt to deliver food and medical supplies to Gaza. And finally, 4 years after the military seized power, voters in a Guinea referendum have resoundingly chosen to implement a new constitution, with 89% supporting the charter, after an election turnout of 86.4%, according to official provisional results announced yesterday evening. The constitution paves the way for elections in the West African country, but also permits General Mamadi Doumbouya, its junta leader, to run for president. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. And we start with baseball, and the Yankees have clinched an MLB playoff berth after Jose Caballero hit a walk-off single to seal a 3-2 come-from-behind victory over the Chicago White Sox. The Yankees, who fell to the Los Angeles Dodgers in last year's World Series, are back in the playoffs for the 8th time in 9 seasons. The Australian rugby team has been dealt a Bledisloe Cup blow after fullback Andrew Kellaway was ruled out of Saturday's clash against New Zealand in Auckland with a calf issue. It means 21-year-old Max Jorgensen is in line to start at Eden Park. And finally, in MotoGP, Marc Marquez will have the chance to clinch his 7th MotoGP World Championships in Japan this weekend to underline a season of dominance and match the record of motorcycle great Valentino Rossi. The Spanish Ducati rider is on a whopping 512 points and needs just 3 points more than his brother, Alex Marquez, to win the title with 5 weekends to spare of the 22 race season.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
There is a yellow rain and flood alert in place in Luxembourg until midnight tonight, and this follows that the rain will be fairly incessant today, I'm afraid. The temperature is currently around 8 degrees, and we can only expect a high of around 11 degrees in the afternoon.